Hey guys, this is Chris.
And this is Dustin, and we're with Sanctus Real.
And we'd like to welcome you to the podcast with our friends, Ted and Jared. We were fortunate enough to spend some time on the front lines with Ted in Nicaragua.
And we know you'll be blessed by what these guys have to say. So welcome to Flawed Clay.
It's late and I'm tired, but the Lord is still good. And I pray that, you know, anybody that knows me right now is probably laughing, but I'm probably not the guy that gets much sleep anyway. So for me to be complaining about not sleeping probably doesn't bode well, but we're excited that people get to tune in this way and just ask that the Lord would just change your heart. And it's just a blessing to be walking alongside people that are seeking to build a deeper relationship with us.
Welcome back to Flawed Clay. I'm Jared Easley, and I'm thankful to be here with Ted Rogers. Hi, Ted.
How are you doing, Jared?
I use the word thankful because I know you're a thankful person, Ted.
Well, you need to be thankful. That's all I can tell you.
Well, you are grateful. Today's scripture is Mark 10:45, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And Ted, I'm sure that in part of this service, as you've been doing in Nicaragua, there are times when it might not be easy to be grateful.
Absolutely not. You know, it's tough. It's tough to be grateful. It's tough to be thankful sometimes when you're handed something that you necessarily don't want to be handed. But the Lord tells us to be thankful and under all circumstances, and that's even tougher, right? But, you know, I'm blessed through it all. I'm blessed.
Well, I was blessed to be a part of what's going on down there. This last year, I got to go with a group from my church, and we got to enjoy working with the kids there at Brazos de Amor and working with you and your team. And what a blessing that was to us. And, you know, coming back from that, just reflecting on it and just saying, man, what an amazing experience and what a eye opener for me. And so I'm wondering what's that like for you? I know what it's like coming down as a part of the team. I know you experienced that before ultimately God called you to move to Nicaragua. But now being on the other side of that, where you're having these teams come in and they're helping you out, and then you get to see them leave, and then it's back, you know, back to normal living, I guess, if you could call it that. What's that like for you?
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, but the longer I'm here, the more grateful and thankful I'm here. Is, you know, as I've mentioned before, the Lord has brought us through so much that it only allows me to walk more boldly in those things. But I love that Mark 10:45, because that's we want to be like Jesus, right? And for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And that's the way we look at it, is, Lord, we're giving ourselves to you. And if you're going to put us in Nicaragua or the middle of in the jungle in Africa or wherever you're going to put us, we just want to serve you. And I just wanted to, you know, share a little bit this afternoon or this evening. I just wanted to let everybody know how thankful we are for them, because I've seen this displayed in, you know, you didn't mention, but I'll mention Church by the Glades, which is your church you came down with, a great church. And I learned so much from the ways the people from that church come down here and sacrifice and give their time. So having these teams down are an encouragement to me, but also I'm excited that there's so many people that I get to minister to while they're down here. And you know, everybody comes down with this attitude of, hey, we're just going to serve and we're going to give. And the last night before everybody leaves, every time I just hear everyone say how thankful that they are. They came to give this service, but they ended up receiving more than they felt they gave. And that's my life here. I'm here to serve. But at the end of the day, I say, Lord, you have taught me so much today. You have given me so much, even when I'm really tired. Maybe sometimes it's the next day, but I always come back and say, thank you, Lord, for teaching me this, or being able to love this person, because I received way more love than I probably gave them. And so thank you, Jared, for coming down. Thank you to Church by the Glades. We have some great people from St. Louis that came down not long ago. We'll call them the Vogel crew. Tom and Heidi Vogel led a team down with some wonderful people from St. Louis. And we just had the blessing to have Pastor Johnny Harrison from Reach Church in Rockwall, Texas. And man, these guys, every time they come, they bring the gospel in such a beautiful way. And they were amazing. We have some intro music sometimes that I know you get to play before the podcast. And that's from Sanctus Real, Christian artist band that's outstanding. And these guys came down last year and just blew me away. I mean, they're pretty popular band, and they came down and they were the most humble guys and just gave their life to this country for a few days. And it was just beautiful. So I just want to say thank you. You know, thank you for those that give up their time and their talents and their treasures to partner with us and partner with the ministry that we serve. I'm just so humbled by that.
That you're also grateful for, you know, your team, the people that are there with you day in and day out. And I'm wondering if you'd be willing maybe to just talk a little bit about some of them.
Well, I'll tell you, they're the ones that make it happen. I'm just here to support. You know, we have a really good staff here, and God just continues to grow them. And none of this gets done here without them. None of it. And so we have a great director. His name's Evner. And just a wonderful guy. He's a really fun guy. We have some really dedicated house parents and people that lead our outreach ministry that are just so dedicated. They just want these kids to know the Lord, and they want them to succeed in life and break that cycle of poverty. And so they're in for the fight. If it wasn't for them, this ministry would not exist. I mean, but then we go back and say, thank you, Lord, because the things that they have to go through with kids from these broken areas, the only way that you can do this day to day is with the Lord's strength.
Ted, what's your prayer for folks who've experienced what's going on there where you are?
Well, I guess my prayer would be, would tie into Philippians 1. And I think we had kind of talked a little bit about Philippians in the last episode about, if I remember right, what was that? Philippians 1:6, I believe. Yes. And it says that he who began a good work and you will bring it to completion. But I love verse 3-11. I've prayed this many of times, and I mean, it makes me weak in the knees, and almost every time I get a tear in my eye, and I'll just read it for you. It says, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you. And this is Paul speaking to the church. And it says, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God as my witness, how I yearn for you all with affection of Jesus Christ. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ. And my favorite part, to the glory and praise of God. Amen.
So, amen.
Amen.
Well, Ted, I am grateful for you and grateful for the calling that God's given you and all the wonderful things that the Lord's doing down there in Nicaragua. And so in the previous episode, we closed out with final thoughts. But before we do that, we mentioned in episode 1 how people could kind of stick in and be a part of the story that's ongoing. So if you'd just be willing to mention again where people can kind of follow along if they want to be in touch.
Absolutely. On Facebook, our name is Ted Kelly Teddy Rogers. Ted Kelly Teddy is all one word. And then Rogers, R-O-D-G-E-R-S. That's our Facebook. You get day-to-day little updates, scriptures, maybe some pictures, mostly of my son, because I'm currently, I've never got on the selfie board yet. So I'm just not there yet. I don't know if it's just, you know, the age thing or what it is, but that's Facebook. And then you can contact me by email at ted@armsoflove.org and check out our ministry at www.armsoflove.org. And we'd love for you to see the website there and see if there's any way that God would lay it on your heart to help support the ministry or come out and hang out with us and serve alongside of us. There's a lot that we do and a lot of ways to get involved.
Ted, what are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts tonight are it's late and I'm tired, but the Lord is still good. And and I pray that, you know, anybody that knows me right now is probably laughing, but I'm probably not the guy that gets much sleep anyway. So for me to be complaining about not sleeping probably doesn't bode well, but we're excited that people get to tune in this way and just ask that the Lord would just change your heart. Maybe these scriptures would speak to you. And it's just a blessing to be walking alongside people that are seeking to build a deeper relationship with us. So thank you for everything that you do, Jared. The show has just been a blessing, and I really appreciate you, brother.
Our next episode, we're going to talk about law and grace. So hopefully people will tune in for that. Thank you so much, Ted, and look forward to speaking with you in episode 4.
Thank you, Jared. Have a great night.
Heals the brokenhearted, sets the captives free, and walks an extra mile, even for your enemies. This is love.